Can't wait to get to San Antonio.
Going to San Antonio this weekend.
You are?
Yes.
I didn't know that. For what?
For the Royal Rumble.
Oh, okay. Is Gallagher going to be there?
We'll see. I want him to be in the Rumble.
Who do we know is in the Rumble?
Brock Lesnar, Bill Goldberg, The Undertaker. Those are the big names.
Is this at
the Alamo Dome?
Alamo Dome. Were you at the Alamo Bowl in 2014?
Uh-oh.
No? So have you ever been in the Alamo Dome before?
I've never been to San Antonio.
Oh, San Antonio is a great place. San Antonio is a great place. Big fan. If you get a chance, drive a little bit up to the northwest and visit the Hill Country. That's where...
The
Hill Country of Texas. Fredericksburg, Texas. It's where a lot of my mom's side of the family is from. One of my favorite places in the world. A lot of German heritage in that part.
What is there to see besides hills?
I mean, it is really beautiful scenery. It's a really old style. I mean, it's one of those places where as you're driving up and down the streets, you'll see as many German flags hanging in the windows as American flags.
Oh.
It's really, really cool.
Okay.
Pretty cool place. But anyway, San Antonio is great too. You'll enjoy the Alamo Dome. It's a strange building.
I want to ask you something. It's like right in downtown San Antonio, right?
Yeah.
While I was down there, I was asked to pick up a bottle of vanilla. And apparently down there, you know, it comes from the country down south, and it's not only in a giant bottle, but it's like better than the regular vanilla we get here.
Okay.
So.
Interesting.
I don't know. I didn't know if...
I don't know anything about that.
With folks from Texas. I mean, I have family who lives in San Antonio, and they're hooking me up.
Pecans. If you want good pecans, you'll get pecans down there. Peaches are awesome down there, but I don't know anything about vanilla.
Where's a good place to eat on the Riverwalk?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think of what the Powercat Game Day host bar was down there in San Antonio in 2014, but it's escaping me right now. I remember that place was really solid, though. That place was really good. I'll have to look it up. This is a very small silver lining behind a very dark cloud. Of course, we've been following the story over the last several days of the death of Royals pitcher Yordano Ventura. There was a report that came out a couple days ago, and it really exploded when Pedro Martinez was tweeting about it, that Ventura had actually survived his car crash in the Dominican Republic and was found alive. And instead of being helped, there was a group of people who had basically assaulted him and robbed him and left him to die. Just absolutely brutal, brutal story that had come out of a newspaper or a news station down there in the Dominican Republic, and that had been unsubstantiated. Today, we do find out, or at least a new report indicates that that was not the case and that Yordano Ventura did die on impact in his car crash, at least according to the coroner. That's what the coroner has determined, that he died on impact in his car crash. There was also a tweet yesterday from a well-known Dominican Republic journalist, Bienvenido Rojas. He tweeted a photo that he had received from one of the forensic scientists on the scene, and it is far too graphic to retweet, and the Kansas City Star did not publish it either. It is a photo of Ventura's body, and it is brutal. But in that photo, Ventura is still wearing a watch and a bracelet and his shoes and everything like that. So it does appear that he did die on impact in the crash and that he did not suffer for a period of time, as had been speculated over the last couple days. Those are really dark details. I really hate talking about it, but I do think it's important to get that out there, and hopefully it will help the Royals family and especially the Ventura family in this healing process, which is in its very beginning stages here. The Royals are just now starting to turn the page and turn their attention to spring training and everything like that, but I know that the pain is not going to go away anytime soon for the Ventura family. Hopefully this will help with that process.
I've read Ventura's family wants an investigation to find out exactly what happened, how he crashed, whoever robbed him, were they involved in his crash? this is a story that just, it's not going to go away for a while. It's just because of the circumstances, where he was at before the crash happened. There's a toxicology report that will be out within 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be pretty interesting.
We are waiting to see on that. And something that is worth mentioning here as well is that the family has not accounted for Ventura's World Series ring, but they do not know if he was wearing it either at the time of the crash or when he was at the party that he was at before the crash. They do not know if he had the ring with him at that time. So I don't know if that has anything to do with this story, but in any case, the coroner's report suggesting that Ventura died on impact, at least for me, makes me feel a little bit better, because just the idea of him having to succumb to his injuries alone and in those kind of circumstances, just absolutely unimaginable. And I'll be honest, it was difficult reading through some of these details over this last commercial break, because it's still very new. I can't see the words "You're Dono Ventura dead" or anything like that, and it doesn't make sense. It seems like there's a typo. But in any case, it makes me feel a little bit better. Maybe other Royals fans feel the same.
If you didn't have a chance to listen to the game yesterday, I highly suggest you go back to newsradiokman.com, check out the on-demand page, and go listen to the game yesterday and the interview yourself and John did with Rex Hudler, who not only talked about how he found out, but he just talked about some of the great memories of your Dono Ventura. And obviously, we don't have any kind of stories like that, so might as well hear it from the guy who has been there pretty much since your Dono was there, since he showed up.
Yeah, pretty much. And I actually mentioned this right after that segment ended, right after that interview ended. John turned our mics off and we took off our headsets. And the first thing I said was, man, if there is one person who could help get me through the death of a loved one, it would be Rex Hudler. You know, that is a guy who does not have a negative bone in his body. He is always upbeat. He is always positive. And he certainly was when we had a chance to talk to him yesterday, even though he was around your Dono Ventura basically every day during his major league career. But I really appreciate his time to join us on the show yesterday. Do go ahead and give that a listen from yesterday's program if you get a chance. We're going to take our last break of the first hour here. We'll have Kelis Robinette of the Kansas City Star and the Wichita Eagle coming up in the second hour. When we come back, going back to K-State and Iowa State from last night, three things that I did not like from ESPN's broadcast, including where the TV announcers were for the game. And no, they were not in Hilton Coliseum. I'll explain coming next.